My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. No one can take them out of my hand. No one can take them out of my hand. Similar to the God, the good shepherd, a mother's care for her children is amazing, wonderful. No one in this earth but the mother's care and her love to her children is incomparable to anyone's love. Our mother cried first when she found out she's pregnant with you. She cried because of the joy that she felt. She cried because the fulfillment. As God created woman, now she's a fulfilled mother. And when you were born, she cried. Because now, after 9 months of bearing you in her womb, she now sees you in her loving arm. But as we grow up, she again cried. Because we don't follow her instructions. Or if she needs something, we don't acknowledge it. She cried, though, not because you didn't obey her. She cried because, did I do the right thing for my children? Did I give them the right care, the right direction, the right guidance? She also cries when you are out for the first time for camping, because she's worried of what would happen to you. She cried on your first date. Why? Because she hopes that you also find the right partner. She cried when you're off to college, because it's your first time a separation from a mother's love. Likewise, our blessed mother felt the same. First, when he heard the prophecy of Simeon that her son will suffer, died on the cross for the salvation of the world. She cried not for herself, but for her son. She cried also during the finding in the temple when Jesus was lost. She thought Jesus was lost forever in her arms. She cried also when Herod wants to kill the infant Jesus. And so they flew to Egypt. Like our mother, they will do everything to protect us and guide us from all harm and all dangers. Some of our mothers also mourn, like our Virgin Mother, our Blessed Mother, when Christ died and then put him on her arms after the crucifixion, and then burying her son, she mourned, she cried. Like some of us, like some of our mothers also felt this mourn, this grief when their child died. My brothers and sisters, the Good Shepherd, Jesus, his care for us is like what our mother gives us. When our mother carried us in her womb for 9 months, isn't she like singing for us, talking to us in our womb? Hearing only her voice every day, every single day. It is just like what we heard in the gospel today. That my sheep hear my voice, Jesus' voice. It's like a mother's voice when we are born. We only find her voice, her lovely voice, and like Jesus. But today, Jesus is also calling us to hear His voice. To hear His voice and follow Him. Do His will. Likewise, in the mother, hear her voice. That she only wants the best for all of us. And today, let us offer this day for the love that she bestows on us all. I found a poem which is so lovely. The title is God's Special Creation by Lenora McWhirter. The hand that rocks the cradle also makes the house a home. It is the prayers of the mother that keeps the family strong. Mother rises early in the morning and bathes her day in prayer. She talks to God about her family and places them in His care. Mother communicates her love in 1,000 different ways. When there's a need, she is there, whether it is night or day. Mother seasons life with love and gives so much of herself. God placed her the best He had and made her unlike anyone else. When challenges come our way and when trials block our view, Mother kneels down beside her bed, and prays the family through. Mother is God's special creation. She is a light shining in the dark, illuminating the path for her family and pointing them all toward God. Again, today, like the good shepherd who cares for us, let us be reminded also of our mother who cares for us. And let us also remember at this table for our mother who also gone before us, that they may truly, truly embrace what the good shepherd had promised us all, which is eternal life.